Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's my college football player of the year in 2023, Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks for my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Thank you, man. God bless. Let's talk about Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC, by way transfer, Oklahoma, out of the Washington, D.C. area, Gonzaga Prep High School, to produce the likes of John Thompson, Chris Jenkins, Malcolm Johnson, Kevin Hogan, who played quarterback at Stanford. But what I like about this young man, he was the number two quarterback coming out of high school, and he decided to go to Oklahoma. And basically, he was going to wait his time behind Spencer Rattler. But you know what happened? Spencer Rattler had a little struggle early on, and Oklahoma was behind 28-7 that game against Texas. And I give Lincoln Riley a lot of credit. He must have felt something during the practice this week, but he had a gut feeling. He put Caleb Williams in there. And the rest is history for Caleb Williams. He went 66 yards on that beautiful touchdown run against Texas. And everything changed. Spencer Rattler ends up in South Carolina. Caleb Williams becomes the starting quarterback at Oklahoma. His head coach takes this job out of USC out there in Hollywood. He follows him out there. And now he's a star out there with all stars. John Wayne, Rock Hudson, Denzel Washington, Brad Pitt, California Yang, the city of Compton, the city of Watts. We know how to party in LA. When USC football is at a high level, college football is at another level. And then the news of them moving to the Big Ten, and you got Caleb Williams. Boy, I guarantee you, USC is not going to be back in 2 years. They're going to be back next year with this young man under center. And you're looking at the skill set of this young man. Dynamic runner, A+. Explosive element, A+. Arm talent, NFL, A+. Have defenses shaking in their boots, A+. Oh, man, can throw the ball. He can throw that frozen rope, A+. Quickness, A+. Tough, A+. Poise, A+. Think about this young man. 6 games. Came in, took over a football program. Actually took the job from a guy who was, at that time, coming this season as the number one player going into the NFL draft. And he stayed his time before him at a high level. 1,912 yards passing. Oh, my God. 442 yards and 6 touchdowns. But what I take from him, not only the Texas game, but I take that game that they played against Oklahoma State. And, boy, he put on the show. Oh, my God. He put on the show. He did everything that night against Oklahoma State, the will and the victory. And that's when I know, when I started seeing greatness, That's when I know that dual threat, that guy can take Oklahoma to high heights, but now he's at USC. And you think about all the quarterbacks that have been at USC, Jimmy Jones, Vince Evans, Rodney Pete, Mike Ray, Paul McDonald, Matt Leinart, Rob Johnson, Carson Palmer. But I'm not saying that Mr. Caleb Williams, and by no means, is on the level of the two Heisman Trophy winners in Matt Leinart and Carson Palmer. But I guarantee you by midseason, the USC Trojan faithful are going to be talking about him in the same breath. And when you're talking about dual threat quarterbacks, he's got a beautiful skill set. A little bit of Dak Prescott when he's at Mississippi State. A little bit of Charlie Ward when he's at Florida State. A little bit of Walter Lewis back in the day when he was at Alabama. A little bit of Donnie Little when he was at Texas. A little bit of Eddie McShane when he was at Georgia Tech going on here locally. A little bit of Eldridge Dickey at Tennessee State. A guy who I saw play when I was in college. Reggie Collier at Southern Mississippi, that was nice. He's not as fast as this gentleman, but he's a better thrower. Got a little bit of Lamar Jackson in him. A little bit of Archie Manning when Archie was doing that thing at Ole Miss in the 60s. A little bit of Steve McNair at Alcorn State. A little bit of Jimmy Ray at Michigan State at 66. A little bit of Tim Tebow. He's got that Michael Vick. That Roger Staubach. That Kondra Holloway. That Bob Greasy at Purdue. Dual threat, baby. He can throw it and run it. And he's dangerous. And he's going to put USC at another level. And then think about this. Here's a guy that I really feel and believe while he was at Oklahoma. And you look at all, I'm going to say, not passing quarterbacks or wishbone quarterbacks Oklahoma had. From Jack Mildred to Steve Davis to Thomas Lott to J.C. Watts to Charles Thompson to Daryl Shepard to Eric Mitchell to Danny Bradley and Jamel Holloway. I guarantee you. You put Keller Williams back in the wishbone, he would be better than all of them. He's special, man. And then you think about it, he's at SC. All that royalty out there, Mike Garrett, O.J. Simpson, Reggie Bush, Keyshawn Johnson, Dwayne Jarrett, Clay Matthews Jr. and Sr., Bruce Matthews, Tony Pacelli, Willie McGinnis, Mark Carrier, Rodney Pete. He finna be in a land, and that media market out there in LA is gonna love him. And what a great quarterback of his nature. Think about this. Help is on his way. Look at the playmakers he's got. Travis Dye coming over from Oregon, had over 1,000 yards, I believe 12 to 14 touchdowns. He's got Jordan Addison, the Fred Bilefikoff winner from last year, 100 receptions, 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns. Then he got Brendan Rice coming from Colorado. You talking about royalty in the blood? You talking about Mississippi Indian? You know who Brendan Rice is? At 6'2", 210. His dad is Jerry, the greatest receiver. And maybe pound for pound, the greatest player ever played in the National Football League. You got Taj Washington, who had 54 receptions last year. Greg Brandt, that has 7 touchdowns. He might have the best tight end in the country, Malcolm Epps. And he's got an outstanding D-line led by my man, Courtland Ford, NFL royalty, and Brent Neeline, NFL royalty. Boy, he's going to be a special player out there in L.A. Caleb Williams. 6'1", 210. I can't wait to see him take it to another level. And if it's all said and done, I know we got C.J. Stroud. I know we got Bryce Young. We got Will Levis. We got a lot of great college football players on this level. Will Anderson, defensive linebacker slash end with Alabama. We got Kelly Ringo, outstanding cornerback from Georgia. Jalen Carter, defensive tackle from Georgia. But when it's all said and done, pound for pound, this young man from Washington, D.C., quarterback, the USC chose, by the way, Oklahoma might be the best player in the country. And I wouldn't be surprised if USC is in the college football playoffs. Because with him under center, I don't see nobody better than USC right now in the Pac-12. And don't get him twisted. Lincoln Riley is coming from blood, and SC is going to put points on the board.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, to the Trojan Nation, y'all got a hell of a football player, Caleb Williams, bro. Stand up. Be proud, Trojans Nation. Dun, dun, da 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 da. So if you like the video, please come and share. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long, for making it happen today. Thank you, brother. To the mighty USC Trojans and Caleb Williams, quarterback. California, yay! Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.